Okay, so today we're going deep on something that might sound a little bit boring at first, but I promise you this is going to be super interesting.
I think so.
Especially for any of our listeners out there who are, you know,
Yes.
thinking about starting a business or if you're already running one. We're going to be talking about pass-through taxation,
All right.
which is a really, really fascinating concept.
Yeah.
And we've got some great material that's going to help us break it down.
I'm excited.
Explain what it is in a way that anybody can understand.
I think we can do that. Yeah.
So, pass-through taxation.
What is it?
What is it and
Why
why?
should you care?
Why should entrepreneurs like you care about it?
Well, at its simplest, it's about how businesses are taxed.
Okay.
And so in this case, it's not about the business itself paying taxes.
Okay.
It's about the profits or losses of a business passing through directly to the owner's personal income tax return.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I get that. So basically, instead of like the
Yes.
business being taxed as its own separate entity,
Right.
the profits or losses from that business go directly to the owner's personal income tax return,
Yeah.
and then they pay taxes
Right.
at their individual rate.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's say you and a friend start a super trendy,
Wow, trendy. I like it.
food truck business.
I'm in.
All right, you're in.
I'm there.
Structured as an LLC, limited liability company. Okay.
Makes sense.
Instead of the food truck, like the business itself
Right.
being taxed, on its earnings,
Uh-huh.
the money you make or don't make, fingers crossed for deliciousness and big profits,
Of course.
goes right to your personal tax return, taxed at your individual rate.
So you're not getting double taxed.
Precisely, you're avoiding that double taxation.
Okay, so that's interesting. So
Yeah.
what kinds of businesses benefit most from this kind of setup?
Yeah, so this is a game changer for specific business structures,
Yeah.
like LLCs, sole proprietorships,
Right.
partnerships, and even S corporations, which are corporations with a special tax status.
Okay, so those are kind of the big ones that we hear about all the time.
Yeah, the most common ones.
And so they can all benefit from this pass-through system.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so this brings us to a concept that I think a lot of people kind of get freaked out about
Yeah.
when they hear it.
It can be a little intimidating,
Yeah,
first glance.
it's double taxation.
Yeah.
Double
What
taxation.
could you break that down for us?
So let's stick with your food truck example.
I like that food truck.
All right, we're keeping it.
I'm hungry.
If it were a traditional corporation,
Okay.
it would get taxed on its profits first,
Okay.
and then you, the owner, would be taxed again on any dividends you receive.
So that's where the double comes in.
Exactly. It's like getting hit twice.
And pass-through entities,
Yes.
they avoid that first tax.
They elegantly sidestep that first corporate tax. Yep.
Interesting.
That definitely makes
I
things
simplifies things quite a bit.
easier, especially for startups
Especially for startups.
who are like already juggling a million things, right?
Absolutely.
So less paperwork, potentially lower taxes.
Sounds
I mean, where do I sign up?
pretty good, right?
It does.
But you're sharp. There's always a catch.
Okay.
There's a trade-off.
Uh-oh.
While you avoid corporate income tax,
Right.
you're still on the hook for self-employment taxes on your share of the profits.
Right. So you're still paying taxes. It's just
You are
on the individual side rather than
on a different level.
the corporate side.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like this awesome shortcut, but you got to know the whole path, right?
You got to know the terrain.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And there are a lot of factors to consider, even beyond taxes.
Okay.
For instance, there was this fascinating case a while
Oh,
back.
tell me more.
This small business owner, just starting out, was thrilled with the simplicity of a pass-through structure.
Yeah, makes sense.
But as his business grew,
Yeah.
he needed to attract investors.
Sure.
And traditional corporations became more appealing
Because
due to their structure and how they issue stock.
Oh, okay.
So it's a reminder that the best structure can change as your business evolves.
That's a really good point. Yeah, because I think when people first start out, they're just thinking about like,
Survival.
yeah, just like the nuts and bolts,
Day to day.
getting it up and
Getting
running.
the product out there. Yeah.
And they don't necessarily think about those big picture things.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
so this is about way more than just ticking boxes on a tax form.
For sure.
It's about like understanding your business and your goals, right?
Absolutely. It's about having a vision for where you want to go.
Yeah, and picking a structure that supports that vision.
And speaking of understanding,
Okay.
we've kept things pretty straightforward, but there are some more intricate details that might come into play.
Like what?
Well, for example, there's something called the qualified business income deduction, or QBI deduction.
QBI, yeah.
That can offer significant tax savings.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
But I've never really understood.
It's a powerful tool.
It was, yeah.
For pass-through businesses.
Mm-hmm. I bet you, honestly, before this conversation,
yeah,
I would just, like, glazed over if you started talking about that.
Yeah, it can sound like jargon.
It can sound really boring, but now I'm kind of curious.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It might seem dry at first, but when you start to understand these concepts, it can really empower you to make informed decisions about your business.
That's so true, because it's like, it's your money.
It is your money.
At the end of the day, and you should know how this stuff works.
Absolutely. You should be in control of your financial future.
All right, so to sum it all up,
okay,
pass-through taxation can be an amazing option,
it can,
especially for new businesses.
Yeah.
Offering simplicity, potential tax advantages.
Mm.
But, and this is a big but.
There's always a but.
You got to factor in the self-employment taxes.
Yep.
And think about your long-term goals.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay.
And remember, when it comes to making these crucial decisions, consulting with a tax professional is invaluable.
I was going to say, I mean, obviously this is just a broad overview, right?
This is just a starting point.
So talking to an expert is, you know,
absolutely essential.
Yeah, absolutely essential.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you say it's important to, like, at least have a basic understanding of these concepts before you go talk to an expert?
You're absolutely right.
Because you don't want to go in there totally clueless.
Having a foundational understanding
allows
you to have a more productive conversation with your advisor and ask the right questions.
And understand what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Great advice.
You got it.
So there you have it, folks. There you go.
It turns out pass-through taxation is not as scary as it sounds.
Not at all.
Now that you're armed with this knowledge,
how
might it influence your decisions as you navigate the world of entrepreneurship?
Good question.
Food for thought.
Lots to think about.
And thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been fun.
We'll see you next time.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Bye.